My name is Katia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Lorenzo J. Bertetto, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O, middle initial J, last name B-E-R-T-E-T-T-O. This dictation is for October 3rd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, the aging process, as well as possible obstructive uropathy or dehydration from diuretic use, period. The kidney function reveal BUN of 48 from 48, creatinine of 2.3 from 2.2, and a GFR of 27 from 29, period. There is evidence of non-significant proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 271 from 257. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. There is also evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 128 milligrams, period. Elevated PSA of 5.5 is noted, period. The patient reports nocturia of 1 to 2 times. Period. He states he has not seen a urologist for the elevated PSA. Period. We ordered a post-void pelvic ultrasound for further assessment. Period. Is any sign of obstructive uropathy is suspected, the patient may have to follow up with a urologist. Period. Next line, elevated PSA as per number one. Number one. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Very well controlled with A1C of 5.7 from 5.6%. Continue with the current regimen and diabetic diet. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 146 over 74. Continue with the current regimen. He is euvolemic. We recommend continued decreased sodium in the diet. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with stable HNH of 11.5 and 34.8%. The iron saturation is 25 from 28. We recommend taking new iron 150 milligrams, one tablet twice a day. Next line, metabolic acidosis. The CO2 is 17. Serum CO2 is 17 with normal serum potassium of 4.6. This is likely related to the advanced kidney disease period. We started the patient on sodium bicarb, 650 milligrams, one tablet in the morning. and 2 tablets in the evening. Period. Next line. BPH. Next line. Rosacea or OSACEA. He follows with a dermatologist and is currently undergoing treatment with ivermectin and metronidazole ointment. He is also receiving fluoral rectal cream. He is also receiving treatment with fluororacil cream. Managed by his dermatologist. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Continue with supplementation. We will repeat mineral bone disease labs. Next line. Colon cancer history, status both surgical intervention and chemo. We will reevaluate this case. In 3 weeks with laboratory workup. And